Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Kathy is with us in Ohio. And Kathy mentioned Chromebooks. And what's happening is school systems across the country are buying computers and computer tablets so that their students can receive some kind of education. Well, for about a third of my life, I had been a computer consultant, and I was advising businesses, medical institutions, hospitals, and schools on computer technology. And I would actually not only teach them what the technology was, I would build the technology, and I would install the technology, and then I would teach them how to use it. So I was not just some salesman. I actually was the designer of these systems. And starting in 1990, computers became more prevalent in education. And what happened was that the schools seemed to jump on this bandwagon. I think it was federal funding. It was giving money to the schools so they could buy more computers. And the trick was to have whoever had the most computers, won the game. And, most computers per student, and which was ridiculous. But what schools started doing is they started replacing teachers with computers. And that's exactly what Kathy is talking about. They're replacing teaching with these Chromebooks. And I fought it every step of the way. I fought wireless networking, and I fought the computers being used to teach the students in the schools. So what happened, now I didn't have a problem with, if someone were sick, broke their leg and they were going to be out for, couldn't come back to school for weeks using a computer. And we actually built computers for the school to send to these homes so that students could work on their homework. But that did not replace the teacher. What we're talking about now is replacing teachers. We're replacing teachers with what used to be called distance learning. So learning from a single point. So what happens is, let's say a company in California writes some software, and it's history software and arithmetic software and geography software, and it's questions and answers, and you read the screens, click with your mouse, and allegedly you learn something, and then you regurgitate by clicking back the answer. Okay? That is what is going to be used for replacing teachers with these Chromebooks, which is insanity, because there's a whole bunch of things that go on in a classroom environment that, and I'm not saying the Department of Education is good because they're destroying education, but I am saying that when people are in a classroom together, there's peer pressure and they seem to learn better than if it's just pretending that you're learning at a tablet at home. So I have fought against, and I won all of the battles, every single one, when I was involved with this distance learning. Because what happens is a company will provide software, and that software is their interpretation of what is true. So now you have, if you want to change the truth, you change that software from that one location, and everybody gets the new truth. Not the real truth, but the new truth. That's the problem. And I think that's what you're saying, Kathy. You cannot replace teachers with, if the teachers know what they're doing and are expert in their fields, you can't replace them with a tablet. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, plus because they have to do it. And now all the costs are everything on the local news that comes on, all the costs are coming back to all the taxpayers of everything.
So you learn where the superintendent lives, okay? You learn where the principals live. You call them up and say, we got this Superintendent Jones. What's his home address? And then you get like 10 of your closest friends to go visit him at his home. Now, if it's a him, and he's not there, just, you know, ring the doorbell and tell his wife that y'all just stop by. He's going to have a chat. And you understand he's not there, so you'll be back. And if it's a her, you ring the doorbell, and if the husband's there, you tell him the same thing. You want to talk to her? She's not there. You understand? Coronavirus and all that stuff, so you understand why she's not at home, you know, under self-quarantine. So you'll be coming back. Now, if enough people do that, and you say the reason that we're here is because we object to what you're doing with education, we object with what you're doing with our money, and if you keep showing up, they will be terrified. Terrified. And then you'll see the police outside their houses.
You're absolutely right, because I made some YouTube videos recently. A particular person from my local municipality, I threatened to sue her for her trying to collect on a fraudulent court order. And guess what? She applied for a restraining order against me, claiming that I wanted to hurt her, which was absolutely not true. But what I did do is I threatened to sue her and send her bankrupt for everything that she had, for her engaging in this crime against me of trying to enforce a fraudulent court order. And, you know something? I got the impression that I had really rattled her cage.
Of course you did.
You know, yeah.
Of course you did, Gwyneth, because here's what happens.
So I rattled her cage.
What happens?
Well, I didn't.
What happens is,
I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to file, you know, restraining orders against everyone who issues an order to cease and desist? Are we going to do
here's
that?
What happens.
Are we going to file restraining orders against everybody who threatens to sue someone for criminal, because that person is engaged in criminal behavior against them? Or is this, as Rick Sheehan says, is this a special protected class of people? You know, like municipal workers are suddenly a special selected protected class. You know, that is total Bravo Sierra.
Yeah, that's BS.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say. It's just disgusting.
Right. Gwyneth, here's the situation. So if you as an individual taxpayer in your local village want to address the school board, and that would be the board of directors of the county school system, if you want to address them and make a suggestion or ask them why something is happening, they'll say, well, you have to get on the agenda, and we'll give you 2 minutes. So you get on the agenda, you ask your 2 minutes. You can hardly say, hey, my name is Vin Finelli in 2 minutes. But they give you 2 minutes, and then they say, and they've got a cop there, or two, armed.
Yeah.
And if you press the limits and try to get an answer, they will escort you out under the threat of arrest. Okay, so that doesn't work, because they gang up on you, because there's maybe 7 school board members and a couple of cops. And then the audience doesn't stand up and demand that they answer the question, because they're a bunch of sheep. So the school board always has its way. But if you turn the tables and you show up with, let's say, 10 of your friends to the superintendent's house, that's a different story. Now it's 10-on-1, okay? It's exactly the opposite of what they do to us. Or it's the same thing as what they do to us, just reversed. So that works. Now, how do I know it works? Because we did it. We did exactly that in Virginia.
Yeah.
Kathy, your thoughts.
It really is, you know, what Kathy was saying, I wanted to mention something there. They actually did that here in Australia, probably about 2016, 2017, or thereabouts, with the crime books. And guess what people found out? They found out that they had the microphones and the webcams permanently switched on, and you could not switch off the microphones and the webcams. Now, people need to take that into account. And Theo's particular crime book suffered an unfortunate accident. But in the process of it suffering this unfortunate accident, we found out that there were hidden cameras in it. So people need to take account of this.
They and it's not just in Australia that that happened.
They need to refuse to take these Chromebooks into their homes. Because
the city of Philadelphia did. The city of Philadelphia did the same thing. They sent computer notebooks years ago home with the students, and the students would flip open the display. The camera would face the student, and the school system was monitoring activities in the home, unknown to the students and the parents. Now, what do you do? Do you say, oh, "Listen, I really appreciate you don't do that," or do you reinstitute locks and stocks in your village? Now, the locks and stocks were from the 1700s, and what would happen is if someone committed a transgression against the village, what they would do is they would stand this guy up, his head would go in this, it was like a cross, but low, and you could stand and lean your head forward while you're standing up, your neck would go in this lock, and your hands would be to either side of you, and there you would sit. Until they decided they were going to let you out. Now, did they give you bathroom breaks? I don't think so. I think you just peed and pooped in your pants. And you became the laughing stock of the village.
That's
and everybody knew who you were.
That's
why not reinstitute that? And when people transgress, like what's happening now, bring back the locks and stocks and just escort them to the locks and stocks and say, listen, I'll tell you what, I think a week is enough. I don't think we should put you in here for more than a week.
The other thing is that you have to bear in mind, okay, sometimes things happen to these Chromebooks. And, you know, really, really, really unusual things can happen to these Chromebooks.
Yeah.
They can have all sorts, you know. I'm not saying this is what happened to our Chromebook. We've had probably, you know, since we got here about 7 years ago, we've gone through maybe, you know, half a dozen computers at this house. Okay? Mostly ones that we've bought. I don't know what happened to every single one. But, you know, we've had dogs vomit on the computer. And dogs have a stomach acid of a concentration of 1 mole. Hydrochloric acid, and if it vomits on your computer keyboard, that computer's dead. More or less instantaneously.
Yeah,
you know.
And it doesn't even have to be dog vomit. Yeah. It could be something a little more easy to obtain. That'd be human vomit. Kathy, what are your thoughts about all this?
It's like this. We have really, really weak mobile signal around here. And, you know, sometimes I have to go up to the top of the water tower that we have near our house that provides pressure in our taps just to make a cell phone call. And, you know, if I drop a device from the top of that tower, it's probably not going to be alive when it hits the ground. So these things up with it because we live in, you know, in an area where, you know, just all sorts of unfortunate things have happened to devices around here over the years.
The problem is it's your money. The problem is it's your money. And they're stealing your money at the muzzle of a gun. And they're doing things like this. Kathy, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I do. I have one more comment about something else that they did. I agree with what you said, but
we'll be right
back.
If
you don't mind, I'll hold just a couple minutes.
Please do, Kathy. So Kathy and Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Kathy's in Ohio. Kathy, you had some comments?
The Chromebook and
Kathy,
what you're
up.
Saying. Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay,
here, Vince.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying about the Chromebook. A couple things I wanted to mention. I did see gas at 99 cents in our town. And I did have a UV light. You had mentioned it a few months ago. And I had my son order it on eBay, and right after you said that, I couldn't get one. Or people must have just took your advice, because I checked the same day, and I had him order it, but it took like 6 weeks to come in, and I did get it. So I did use that. The other thing I wanted to mention was we got a letter. It's called our area medical system, called ProMedica, and they literally own about half the city. They have hospitals and buildings and land and roads. We got a letter from them asking them for us to donate to them because they were struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And these are the same people.
Like, are these the people
like
that...
Vatican asking for money.
Well, these are the same
thing.
People that that forced all the independent doctors out of business. If you didn't join them, they would not allow you to go to the hospital.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't help them one iota. I would not. There's a, I got a, I missed the call from Joey last night. Mrs. Finelli took the call, and Joey told her what was happening. And Joey lives in Michigan. He said that in Michigan, the school systems are distributing lunches, meals, to children. They're not going to school because the schools are closed. So they're using the school bus routes and school buses to drop off meals to students at the bus stop. So here's what, and I found the article. He found it in maybe the local news. But, yeah, so it says, this is M Live, I guess it would be MichiganLive.com. In response, federal agencies gave approval for school lunches to be distributed without the normal requirement that students eat meals in a group setting or at school, according to a March 13 news release. Schools may now provide food to children who are 18 and younger at designated pickup locations or school bus stops, the state announced. The move will allow schools to continue providing children with food while simultaneously allowing for social distancing, one of the Center of Disease Control's recommendations to limit the spread of the coronavirus. And some districts have yet to announce or finalize their plans. So what's happening is we are now using school buses that get terrible mileage, that have an incredible amount of maintenance required on them, to deliver lunches. That's what's happening. Now, the question I think that Joey was wondering is, did they turn the electricity and heat the whole school or just the kitchen in the schools? How does this work? How do they do that? And why are we doing it in the first place? Why are we providing lunches, free lunches, for people to go to school? Why? Why is that happening? It's been going on for a long time. I know that. And I remember asking our children, so tell me, what was your day like at school? Well, first we had to wait for, you wait for the school bus. You get on the school bus, you ride it for 45 minutes, you get to school. And then you have to wait for those who are having the free breakfast, to have free breakfast. Then they show up at their class. And then the classroom begins and they have a bathroom break. So there's free breakfast, free lunch. What about Saturday and Sunday? You know, do the children not eat those days? How does this work? But that's what our school system has become. We're feeding children who are not eating at home. Why aren't they eating at home? Why not fix that? Fix that instead. Kathy, you're absolutely right. These are outrages. And I think that more and more protests are going to begin until 90% of this government fluff and surplus gets eliminated. How many of you know people who have government jobs? And how many of you think that they are the brightest candle in the room? Do you really think they are? Or do you think that we pay them just so that they don't clog up the streets? Kathy, any other comments?
Oh, no, I'm done. I'll let you go in case you have other callers. Thank you.
Great. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs and I will be right
now. You're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And what do you think's happening now?
I think it's being stomped on.
That woman at a stay-at-home order protest in Ohio wants to see the economy reopened.
The cure
is worse than the disease.
Some states, such as Georgia, have begun easing their stay-at-home orders and reopening the economy. But at the other end of the spectrum, in New York City, legislation is expected to be introduced today to shut down city streets to traffic during the lockdown. It would close 75 miles of streets in all five boroughs, allowing room for social distancing. President Trump will sign an executive order later today that he says will initiate a 60-day pause in immigration because of the pandemic, but would only apply to people seeking green cards to become permanent U.S. residents. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt now suing the Chinese government for withholding information about COVID-19. The lawsuit alleges that the Chinese government's actions to suppress information about the virus led to more deaths and severe economic consequences in Missouri, among other places. In a press release, Schmidt says, "The Chinese government lied to the world about the danger and contagious nature of COVID-19, silenced whistleblowers, and did little to stop the spread of the disease." It's unlikely that high school seniors in America will be going to their proms this year, so Olive Garden wants to help, at least a little. The restaurant chain is now asking the class of 2020 to send in pictures of themselves in their prom attire via social media, and Olive Garden will then edit those photos with different themed backgrounds, and they'll get some sort of an undisclosed surprise back in the mail. Michael Jordan is donating all the proceeds from the Last Dance docuseries. Forbes reporting the NBA legend is set to make between $3 to $4 million for that ESPN series, focusing on the Chicago Bulls' 1997 and 1998 season. The first two parts of The Last Dance premiered over the weekend. Jordan hasn't yet said what charities he'll be donating to. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you have got your?
Take my.
When you go to the
theater
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, as we go down this drain with the corona panic, it's going to be very difficult for me to want to help people, feed them. The ones who have been on, it's work is tough, got to go on vacation, and, spring break, vacation, Christmas, on and on and on, traveling all over, in the good old days, and not preparing. And yet, they're going to be hungry, and they're going to be asking farmers like me to help them because they're hungry. It's going to be very difficult to want to do that, extremely difficult. And I don't even know if I have the capability of helping them because I'll have to remember. I know I'll remember all the waste, the squandering of resources, the drilling holes in the air with airplane travel and things like that. It's going to be very difficult for me to want to help people that behave like that in the past. How about you?
Well, it's like this. I think I'll be happy if I can grow food for myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be us. And, you know, I think, well, you know, with this Bill Gates, oh my gosh, he's got this mark of the beast technology, this microchip that is a liquid crystal tattoo that goes into your body, and the liquid crystals go into your bloodstream and are there forever. It is, so it's basically Revelation chapter 13 happening before our very eyes. I think that before long, cash is going to not be an option for us, you know. For anyone who would ever claim to be on the side of the angels and on the side of God and on the side of the holy saints of God, you know, that this is not something that is an option for them. For anyone who's written in the Lamb's Book of Life to get this mark, because it's like this. Okay. You've got cows on your farm, right?
Yep, you do.
One of your cows, if the fence goes down and one of your cows goes out of the paddock and it goes down the road and finds its way into another farmer's field, how do you prove that that's your cow?
Well, for us, it's real easy because they all have ear tags. And we use a different color. So, yeah, they have been tagged. And we do that for a couple
it's
reasons.
Got your
because
mark on it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what you're talking about. We mark them. Some people brand them. Some people use ear tags. Some people use white, red, yellow, blue.
Well, some people
and
use
a right, and we don't do that. But, yeah, you're right. That's what they want to do. And I say, Bill Gates, you go first. You go first. You know, if you want to do population elimination, you go first.
I'll tell you what. He has already patented this technology, and the patent number is there on the internet for anybody to look up. U.S. patent number 2020-060606. I kid you not. That is the patent number for this technology. And it's staring you in the face. And so for all of us who call ourselves servants of Jesus Christ, we better just forget about buying and selling. We better just worry about looking after ourselves in the best way that God and us can arrange together. Okay? Some people might find that it's their talent for growing cattle. Some people might find that they're really good at growing, I don't know, courgettes or tomatoes or lettuces or chickens or rabbits or whatever it is, sheep. You know, some people might be fishermen. Some people might be good at sewing or cooking. But we're all going to have to work together because very, very soon the whole cash thing is going to go out the window. The whole use of any currency whatsoever, including cryptocurrencies, you're not going to be able to use them because they're all going to be reliant on you having this technology. And I have heard, okay, that there are people who call themselves Bible preachers telling their flocks that this is not the Revelation 13 technology, that it's okay that they can get that mark and that they can still attend the church. And you know what? That is absolutely unconscionably heinous. Because if you get a microchip or a tattoo technology, people take it on their hand or in their forehead, and it's got, you know, the very patent number is 666-060606. How can you not think that that is that technology? And it is prophesied in the Bible, in Revelation 13, in the Catholic Bible, and in the Eastern Orthodox Bible. It's called Apocalypse 13. It's the last book of the Bible, chapter 13. Go and read it. And this is chapter and verse, literally. This technology is unfolding before our eyes. And if anyone gets this technology, they're a darn fool, because they are canceling themselves out from God's grace forever. That's what the prophecy says. And you've got no chance of ever getting any help from heaven ever again in your whole life if you get this tattoo or microchip or whatever it is. And it came out of the mind of Bill Gates. And he's probably going to call it something like, I don't know, a certificate of vaccination ID. Oh, hang on, that stands for COVID, doesn't it? Gosh, what a coincidence. Who knew? You know, none of these people worship the devil in their spare time and drink baby's blood. Okay? There's been so many witnesses come out about these people. They're evil. You do not want anything to do with them, you know. And if you haven't got real estate at this point in time, you better learn how to do stealth camping. Just go on YouTube while there's still YouTube, while these videos are still on YouTube, you know, and look up stealth camping and learn how to do it. If you don't have real estate of your own, you'd better learn how to do that, because I can tell you what they're going to have happening. Okay? If you think that you're going to be able to hide out in a national park camping, they're going to go and they're going to find your campfire and they are going to harass you and they are going to make you stop. That's happening now. That's not even in the future, because they say it's social distancing. Against social distancing to camp, you know, 30 kilometres from everywhere, 20 miles from anywhere, that you're not allowed to do that because you're going to be locked in your house, all right? Because it's against social distancing rules to be, you know, camping 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere by a lake. That's absurd. They're going to send drones to harass you if you do that, because they do not want you out there. So if you are planning to go camping, you'd better learn how to do it like an Indian, like a Native American. You know, you'd better learn self-camping, because otherwise you're going to get caught. They're going to catch you, and they're going to put you in a concentration camp. That is what they're going to do. And the only people who will survive will be people who know the old-school Cherokee and Apache stealth camping skills. They will be the only ones who survive. So go and learn them now. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely it does. And to that I have a comment. And the comment is, oh, by the way, phone lines are ringing. If you have called in, just stay with us. And Jason will answer the phone. He is really, really busy right now. But stay with us. Let it keep ringing. And Jason will be with you, and I'll put you on the air. So my comment is, got 22s? Repeat, got 22s? Got
yeah.
Shotgun. Got shotgun. You got one of those? Got shepherds? You have a shepherd? I'm talking about the dog or something like that. Got marbles. You got marbles? Now, why would I say got marbles? Boy, I hate to say this on the air, so I can't. But you might need them. You might need marbles. You know, in case you can't find ball bearings. You might need marbles.
Yep. And I would encourage people at this time to experiment with a variety of projectile firing devices. Okay? Ones that are very high-tech and ones that are very low-tech, and everything in between. I would absolutely encourage people to do that, because you're going, you may find yourself in the situation where you have to improvise with your projectile firing devices. You know,
yes.
That's just what you've got to do. And what you need to bear in mind is you may be in a situation where you can't advertise your location through discharging a firearm.
Right.
Because that can really mess up your day.
Mm-hmm.
You may be in an area where firearms are unobtainable, and even if you did own one, you couldn't let it off anyway.
Mm-hmm. David in Illinois, welcome.
The situation.
How are you doing?
The long areas.
Yeah, David's with us.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I wasn't going to say this. How you doing? It's getting crazy, isn't it? I'll tell you, I wish I was still in college doing psychology now, because I wouldn't have to sit there and try to come up with ideas of what to research about and who to observe. It's everywhere.
David, you're absolutely right. There are people who are protesting right now saying, you know, I have a right to live my life. And there are people who are saying that I'm smart enough to know what to do, and then they're side by side without any personal protection, masks and so forth. It makes no sense. There are people who are on the radio who are saying that this is still a hoax. I can't believe it. I mean,
yeah,
there are people. The death rate right now is roughly 2 people dying per minute in the United States. 2 per minute.
And my question is to that is for these people on the other radio channels that are still saying that this is a hoax and these are the numbers are all made up, it's not true. What does the numbers have to be before they finally say, oops, we've made a mistake? You know, how where does it have to go? I don't know if it'll, there's some of them people are so entrenched into their opinion. I don't think the only thing that may change it is if somebody in their own household died.
Well, Marty Barrett is a USA Prepares instructor. 3 of her students have it. And one of our family friends has a relative, a friend who just died of it, a lifelong friend just died of it. So is it real? Yes. We'll be right back.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just went to a search engine and I typed in shotgun and marbles. And do you know there are videos on the internet of people filling shotgun shells with marbles? Huh. David, have you ever heard of anything like that?
I've seen them put CO2 cartridges in shotgun shells.
Oh, wow.
And they make a pretty, they tear up rock pretty good.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at one that says glass marble shotgun rounds destroying everything.
My grandfather gave me a bag of marbles they came in about a 10-pound bag, but they were cloth wrapped like potatoes come in the old days because they were real old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was going to use them for a slingshot, but they were antiques basically. But I never got to keep them because when my dad's friend would come in my room, they said they could have been used in the crime, so they took them.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, they did. They did come in a bag, and some of them were made in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Some of those antique marbles, and one of our students in West Virginia makes marbles. That's what he does. He hand makes them. Yeah, limited edition, but. Yeah, so people have put marbles in shotgun rounds and just plain old non-antique marbles. And I looked on the internet. You can buy them, and they're quite inexpensive. Very inexpensive.
I've got to let you know something, okay, about that. If you're going to be using them for hunting for food, you have to bear in mind that those marbles are going to explode. And they're going to send bits of glass all through your meat.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. So, yeah, we don't recommend you do this, class.
You don't want to be eating bits of glass. And the bits of glass are going to be almost impossible to completely remove from the meat. Some of them are going to be tiny. And
yeah, surgeons can't find it.
What you need to bear in mind is they're going to be using these for hunting food.
Yeah, and surgeons can't find the bits of glass because it doesn't show up on x-rays. So if you're going to buy marbles, certainly don't put them in shotgun shells. And marbles, you know, get them to play marbles while you're in the corona lockdown if you're going to get them.
Now, you know, you see all these people. I just seen on there earlier, heard on this news earlier, where they were talking about the drones. Maybe it was on this channel or another one. You know, and I brought up about the drones last week about that the government's not going to want to stop using them. Well, they announced that not only can they check your temperature, they can check your heart rate and your pulse from a drone. You know,
and you think they're gonna give that up? And they can measure your distance from other people and let you know if you bump into that 6-foot radius.
I mean, you could have a drone hovering on top of the corner of a building, just sitting on the corner and not taking off and watching somebody for weeks, and they wouldn't even know it. You know, and they could just sit idle.
It's interesting how technology comes out, and the first guys to adopt it would be governments, you know, like satellite communications, like drones, like projectile firing devices. That's what they want.
Now,
government wants to use the latest technology against us. So we have email to send a message from one person to another, but the government wants to read it. The government wants to spy on you from overhead, in front of you. The government endorses Google riding around with these cars to map the earth. So they've got a picture of your house, your mailbox, you know, you in the yard if you happen to be outside in the yard when this thing goes by. I mean, they want to know everything. That's what governments do. They want to know everything, and they want to control everything.
Don't forget about the people that are just getting out of their shower and get seen by them, because that's happened too.
Absolutely. And just like I mentioned in Philadelphia, the school system sent out those notebook computers, and the students had them in their homes, and they just opened them up and left them running, and the cameras turned on by the school system so they can listen through the microphone, watch through the camera what's happening in those houses. And I don't know why there wasn't a shortage of Louisville Sluggers at that time. I don't know why.
Now, what worries me about this is there's so many people that are if they want to go out and run around and have their party, and that's fine. But I think if they get sick, they should not put hospital workers at risk. They should put all them people in a separate wing somewhere. Say, look, you took your own chances. But the other thing I'm really worried about is, do you see how many guns were sold? How many NIC background checks were done last month? Almost 4 million. You know, and there's a lot of them people that dealers are saying, never a gun owner. They were anti-gun. They're buying guns. Now, what about those people that they don't have no training? And I can see, and if they're trying to force them to do things, I can see this going real bad.
I saw a video of a guy shooting a shotgun, holding the butt right in front of his head. And the buttstock, and squeezing off a round, and the shotgun hit him in the head and knocked him down, probably knocked him out. I mean, there's some stupid people doing some really stupid things. And so the time to learn how to do this was way before now. Way before now. So, David, you make a very good point. Gwyneth, thank you for staying up late and being with us.
God bless.
Kathy in Ohio, thank you.
Have a good week.
You too. See you next week. David, thank you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.